Chapter 6. The Doubting Folly. I needed sorrow. Others there may be who need faith or joy or doubt.
Doubt as well?
Aye. But then must the doubter be strong and sound.
And whom call you the unsound doubter?
He who doubts of his own doubt.
That, methinks, were death.
'Tis worse. 'Tis neither day nor night.
Where are my weapons? I will fight and act, not think.
Ibsen, The Pretenders, Act 4.
A gentleman once told me that he rarely passed another in the street without wondering if he had not accosted him in an improper manner. He knew very well that he had not, but the more he dwelt upon the possibility, the more doubtful he became, until the impulse to settle the question became so strong that he would retrace his steps and inquire.
He asked if Nux Vomica would help this trouble.
I told him he needed mental training.
I have tried that, he answered. I keep saying to myself, I will not think of it, but it is no use. My head becomes hot, my sight blurred, my thoughts confused, and the only relief I find is to settle the question.
I tried to point out the direction in which he was tending, and told him he must remind himself that, even if he had accosted another improperly, it was a trifling matter compared to the injury to himself of giving way to this compulsion.